To mark the upcoming visit by Pope Francis, an old factory building in Philadelphia's Frankford neighborhood is hosting a group of sculptors who have made work in reaction to the pontiff. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the work ranges from reverent to critical.
26 artists contributed work to an exhibition inside the Globe Dye Works building. That's an old textile factory now being converted into live workspaces. They were asked by curator Leslie Kaufman for work related not just to the Pope, but to religion generally. And she says the strongest stuff came from current or former Catholics.
It seemed to me, anyway, that people who grew up Catholic had a strong need to express their feelings about growing up Catholic. And if you're an artist, that's a great way to do it.
Some of the work is critical of Catholicism, particularly the church's policies regarding women and homosexuals. For example, there's an obelisk painted in stripes of blue, pink, and white. Those are the colors of the transgender flag. It's topped by a Pope mitre, and it's called Tend Your Flock. Some of the pieces are more reverent. 10 years ago, artist Virginia Maximowitz was commissioned by an Episcopalian church in Lancaster to make the Stations of the Cross. She cast life-size arms and legs of real people into 14 abstract sculptures, suggesting the story of the crucifixion of Christ. Now, inside the Globe Dye Works building, Maximowitz says the stations take on new meanings.
If we think about the traditional story is, you know, Jesus started off as a carpenter, his father was a carpenter, you know, people who work with their hands. Here now they're in a space not assumed to be a sacred space. Does it in a way make it a sacred space, not according to doctrine, but according to who worked there and what was produced there?
The show, called Pope Up, is part of the Fringe Festival, and it will be up through Pope Weekend. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.